Trail 2024 is well underway with a spectacular showcase of music, culture, and adventure across the heart of Queensland's Outback. To get some insights into the trail, I'm joined by the Outback Trail host and event ambassador, the legendary Brisbane Bronco, Queensland Maroon, and Australian Kangaroo Rugby League player Sam Thaide. Sam, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
The event has been underway since last Sunday and it's going to be running until next Sunday. What's it like so far?
Oh, it's been fantastic. There definitely has been a lot of driving, but it's given me the chance and opportunity to see a lot of Queensland that I haven't seen. Stopping at a lot of little towns along the way. And the best part about it, it's almost like the ultimate road trip playlist. I get to go to all these different venues, listen to different artists, and enjoy myself along the way. So this was a very hard one to get across the line with my wife, to remind her that, yes, this is work at the end of the day. I am still working out here because, you know, some of the things I've been posting on Instagram and she's been seeing at home, she hasn't been happy. So, you know, I do absolutely love and adore and appreciate what my wife does for our family and my two daughters. I do spend a fair bit of time on the road for work, and she's very, very, not necessarily happy, but, you know, she encourages me to get out and do more things like this as much as possible.
Say that this the trail offers a platform for emerging artists like Lauren Ryan, who really shattered the event, as well as established legends like Troy Casadelli to showcase their talent. What are your thoughts on the importance of supporting and promoting Queensland's diverse musical landscape?
First of all, the most important thing is the opportunities that come for these small country towns. A lot of these small places rely on tourist dollars. They've got a lot of hardworking people that live and work in these areas, but it does take that tourist money to keep them afloat. So if we can highlight those areas by bringing some of the artists we've been able to bring on these trails, it definitely helps. Again, on the flip side, it also offers a chance and opportunity for young emerging artists. You just mentioned Lauren Ryan. She was absolutely amazing. And the biggest compliment I can give her was I was standing at the back of the show and listening to her sing. And an elderly couple came up to me and they said that they were running late to the show, but they could hear the show in the background. And they made sure they hurried because they thought that Jessica Malboy was there. So what a great compliment to an amazing young emerging artist. And she's got a lot of talent. She's just growing and developing into what I think is going to be a superstar country music artist here in Australia for sure. And then you've got the old hands in Uncle Troy Casadelli. He was brilliant. One of the greatest storytellers I know. He explained some of his songs on stage, and then when he sings, you can just close your eyes and imagine every word that he's singing, and it paints a picture in your mind.
I heard that Lauren Ryan was actually tearful at the end of her event because of her performance, because it's the first time that she performs in front of a public and she gets so much applause and calls for an encore.
Yeah, it was great for her. She did get an encore. It was her first ever encore. She was pretty pumped with that. And yeah, she entertained the whole crowd, and she was really, really smart in her set list and what she wanted to play. She did want to weave some of her own original songs in there, and I think that's fantastic, and that's very, very smart of her. But she wanted to entertain the crowd too, and she did her own version and takes on some country classics, and everyone was singing along with her and absolutely loved her show. And it would have been even nice, actually, at some point in time, and who knows, it might happen in the future, to see her and Troy sing together.
Yeah, I know Troy loves fostering new talents. Met him a couple of times, and I saw him really, really working very, very well with emerging artists and mentoring and helping them build their careers. We also heard about the incredible thing that he did during this festival, sheltering fans during the rain. Have you had any similar experiences yourself where you had moments of connection with fans during such an expected thing as rain disrupting everything, and you have to kind of improvise your intervention?
Well, back in the day, we just kept on playing in the rain. And, you know, if it wasn't for electricity, I think very, very expensive speakers, Troy would have kept on playing through the rain. I think he was a little bit confused at first because being on stage, the crowd is not necessarily lit up. The stage is lit up. So he couldn't see and understand what the kerfuffle was when the rain rolled in and a fair few people were moving around while he was singing a song. But we had to stop the show for about 10 minutes as the rain passed. And Troy literally sat at the front of the stage. He was having conversations with people, taking photos, signing autographs, having some really, really good connective moments. And it actually made for the second part of his show. He came back on and sang about five or six more songs, and it made that second half of the show even better. I think everyone felt like family at that point in time because Troy was so open and welcoming to everyone that it made for an even better experience for the second half of his show.
And besides the music, there's also some very, very powerful yarns and great food, including some really great culinary experiences provided by Mark Olive himself.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Mark Olive's dinner tonight in Quilpie. It's a fantastic opportunity to do a beautiful five-course degustation underneath the stars. And what an experience it's going to be. I've been on the road, like I said, so a lot of my meals have been pub steaks. So I'm looking forward to a chance, the opportunity to try something and eat something different tonight.
Yeah, especially by the legendary Mark Olive. You've been involved in various community initiatives throughout your career. How do you see your role as an ambassador for the Outback Trail, influencing and inspiring the next generation, particularly the youngsters and Indigenous youth?
Well, I think that's where they've probably absolutely nailed it, in the sense of community engagement, getting TOs involved, but then also making sure a lot of the artists do come from Indigenous backgrounds, and really, really highlighting some of these smaller country areas. So the balance of this whole tour has been brilliant. It's been a lot of driving and a lot of distance that will be covered by the end of it. But feedback so far, we're kind of, you know, just past the halfway point. Feedback so far from everyone has been absolutely brilliant, and everyone's loved what's been delivered so far.
As the trail continues its journey, we've got a few more days to go. What message do you hope participants take away from this experience, and how do you see events like this contributing to the cultural vibrancy of Queensland's Outback community?
Well, I think the hardest part is what happens on the TV, on the news channels, is we see a lot of broadcast and talk on radio about Southeast Queensland. Not a lot of people know about Western Queensland, and there's some beautiful little towns out here. So what I hope people take away from this is I hope they listen to some new artists and find out and figure out who they are. And you get that through the intimate concerts that we have been putting on. I hope that people return to these places. I hope they've got a slice of Western Queensland that they love. And, you know, we do have a lot of grey nomads on this trip. It's been brilliant to see. And I hope that they do come out here in tougher times as well. It's absolutely beautiful out here at the moment. There's been a lot of rain around. Everything is green. And the hardest part is, you know, at some point in time, these guys are going to go through a bit of a struggle. It's going to be a bit of a hard time out here with drought. And that's when I hope that people do return and show up and come back.
Sam Thaide, thank you very much for joining us on NITV Radio. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much for having me.